Connell Cruz, thanks for talking to us on East Coast Breakfast. How are you feeling at being the top of the leaderboard this week again?
I'm excited that we managed to put out a performance that got that sort of reaction from the judges, only because we're trying our best to take what they say each weekend. But it's pressure as well, there's no doubt.
So, I mean, that was quite a polished, sterling performance this week. How long did it take you to master that?
The tricky word in that sentence is master, yeah, because here's the truth of the matter. Every time I step into a rehearsal with my dancing partner, Marcella, I'm more aware of how bad I am at this dancing thing and how brilliant she is. And not only her, but each and every one of those pro dancers on the show. I mean, it was really quite incredible. I felt in love with this dance.
You know, when people look at you in these performances, they think, well, I mean, that's par for the course for him. He's a musician. He's got rhythm. He knows musicality. But how different is Latin American and ballroom dancing from what you actually do in your real life?
It's in the same world. You know, I go and do a show or do a festival and there are dancers there. And it's almost like we're part of the same family. We couldn't be more different in the way we approach our performance, the way we think about it and the preparation that goes into it and the mindset of it. Because in my mind, I separate the music from the dance only because I'm more comfortable with the music.
So let's talk about the judges for a minute. I think that they're a little too harsh on the contestants because you guys aren't professional dancers and they're judging it like it's the World Dancing Championships. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of your tweets, Dan. You are quite vocal about your opinion. It is harsh. It's harsh to put something out on the line every Sunday, make yourself so vulnerable, and to get oftentimes ripped apart. That's the biggest challenge Monday morning for me, to pull myself out of bed and try to not take it to heart, trying to not how to become a better performer and a better dancer and put on a better performance.
Because the fact of the matter is, you are starting on a Tuesday. You're starting with a whole new dance routine. You're coming in as if you're learning a brand new story for that week.
Yeah.
So I feel like these judges don't take that into consideration.
Would I have it any other way? That's the question I ask myself. Would I want someone in that position, you know, just softening the blow a bit, making it peaches and cream? I don't think I would. I think I prefer a harsh hand, and I think I get that from the judges.
And when you see your name at the top of the leaderboard, do you feel safe? I mean, that's only 50% of the score. What goes through your mind?
I used to have this catchphrase, you're only as good as your last one. You're only as good as your last game. You're only as good as your last performance. Mm. But for this show, it's not like that at all. It doesn't matter where you were last week on the leaderboard. It matters what you're about to put on in 5 seconds on the dance floor. You're only as good as your next performance. And I've seen it. I've seen it backstage amongst all our contestants.
Thank you, Connell. That's excellent. You know, personally, I think you're going to win this. So good luck.
Yeah, we're not going to let up.
That's excellent. Thank you so much. Eden Klaassen, thanks for talking to us. I have to say, if the audience's reaction to you is anything to go by, you're going to win this competition, right?
I think last night was an incredible night, and it was a lot of responsibility, but at the end of the day, I was really thankful and blessed to have been given that opportunity to try to replicate that, and I think overall it went very well.
How much work went into that? I mean, you were on point, not a breath out of character.
So a lot of work went into it. I'll probably say this was the most physical week that I've had on the show. Body-wise, I was in pain a lot, and there was a lot of physical lifts, and it was really, really tiring, but it was obviously incredibly rewarding.
I think, a lot of people don't realize that because it looks so effortless and seamless, but it involves a lot of physical work and quite intensely so.
Yes, and technique. It's a combination of a lot of things going right at the same time. Thankfully, those things went right, so we're really, really happy about that.
So, Eden, you're an actor, a model, a television presenter. Could you dance before getting into this competition?
No, that's one of the things that they said, you know, when you're not allowed to have dancing experience, so we're all really, really amateurs. And just enjoy this. It's an incredible opportunity.
So it's going to be a pretty authentic performance when you go up and you lift up that mirror ball and accept the win.
Oh, I hope so. You know, we're working hard. I've got an incredible partner. I've got incredible support. It's really amazing to have people really latch on to performances like that and get to know you. And if that happens every week, you know, combined with the hard work, hopefully at the end of the day, we will be in that final and we'll have a shot.
What do you think of the judges and their comments?
They're the best at what they do. And at the end of the day, you have no control over what happens on the floor and what they say. But you can really just take on everything that they say and work hard. And that's what we do every time we do a debriefing. You know, what went wrong and what they said. So we try to incorporate that into our next dance and make sure that we work hard, extra hard on that specific aspect.
I know the end game is winning that trophy and emerging victor in this season's Dancing with the Stars. But are you going to continue dancing after that?
I really would like to do that. It's probably one of the most physical experiences that I've had in my life. I think since we started in the end of January starting to dance, I've lost almost 10 kilograms. I'm not a big fan of cardio, and this is cardio to the max. Totally different than anything I've ever done.
So apart from this Dancing with the Stars interlude, what else are you working on and what's coming up in the future for you?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, the reason I got this call is because I'm one of the lead characters on the Afrikaans soap Southwestern, that's on CakeNet, which was an incredible platform for me to start off in the industry. That opportunity is definitely available for me once again.
And if there's ever a remake of Dirty Dancing, well, I mean, you've got your audition tape already.
If I can stick this really, really well, you never know what will happen. So hopefully something like that happens.
But that's good stuff. Good luck and hope to see you at the final.
Thank you so much. Hope to be there. And thank you so much for the support.